Where there is money, there are scam artists trying to take advantage of someone. A warning about scammers has come from the IRS about the stimulus payment program from the federal government. Mark Hansen with the IRS explains.
There are some scams out there that people need to be aware of. Now, the IRS has mailed letters to taxpayers across the country informing them about the program. There are some scam artists out there who are generating emails that are claiming to be from the IRS. Now, the bottom line is the IRS does not send out unsolicited emails. We are contacting taxpayers the good old-fashioned way by sending them letters in the mail about these stimulus payments. We're not sending out emails. We're not making phone calls. If you get an email or a phone call from somebody claiming to be from the IRS and they're asking for your personal financial information, this should send off some warning bells. This is probably a scam. We never send out unsolicited emails, so if you receive one of those, the best thing that you can do is forward it to phishing@irs.gov. That's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G @irs.gov, and then delete the message. Don't open the message. Don't click on any of the links. Don't open any attachments, and certainly do not reply with any of your personal financial information because you could be setting yourself up to become a victim of identity theft. With regards to the phone calls, if you ever receive a phone call from somebody to claiming to be from the IRS, you always have the right to ask them for a number to call them back, and you also have the right to call the IRS 800 number to verify whether you should be contacted or not, and that number is 1-800-829-1040. It spells out 1-800-TAX-1040. So we really want to make sure that people have all the information they need on these stimulus payments, that they know how much money they may qualify for, that they know what they need to do to get that money. We want to make sure they don't fall for any scams that are out there. And really the bottom line is for the large majority of taxpayers, if they're planning on filing by April 15th or they've already filed, there's nothing else they really need to do. It's just the special group of individuals who are getting the Social Security benefits, the VA benefits, the railroad retirement benefits. They need to make sure that they file a Form 1040A by April 15th if they want to get that stimulus payment this summer. And right now the IRS plans to start sending out those stimulus payment amounts starting in May. Many individuals will get them via direct deposit if they filed their taxes this year and set up their refund to come to their either checking or savings account via direct deposit. Otherwise, they'll get a check in the mail.
Mark Hansen with the Internal Revenue Service. One other note concerning stimulus payments, military personnel serving in combat zones have the option of including their non-taxable combat pay on their 2007 or 2008 income tax returns if it helps their eligibility for the 2008 economic stimulus payments. This could impact not only active duty personnel, but also reserve and National Guard members serving in combat zones. Also remember, this Saturday, March 29th, is Super Saturday. Internal Revenue Service offices throughout the country will have Saturday hours to assist some individuals with filing returns in order to get a stimulus payment. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.